Today, because he has something for us, so that we will be a sanctuary for him. Praise the Lord. We will be a partaker of his divine will. Amen. So that the Lord can find a place in us and live in us. Shall we bow down our heads? Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for a beautiful day that, Lord, you have given to us to begin a new week, Lord. Oh, we can see the sun shining brightly, the breeze of life, your breath giving us life, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for journey mercies from far and near. And, Lord, the beginning of the week, how you have quickened our footsteps to go to no other place but to come to your presence, Lord. So, Father, we say thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we want to commit our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands, and even the children upstairs, Lord, that the Holy Spirit of God, the teacher, will sweep over us. Take the word, Lord, and break it and bring it deep down in our souls, Lord. So, Father, we surrender all to you now. Bless your word as we read it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 As we are standing, we are welcome back to our studies, the divine nature. Today we will try to see if we can finish with the knowledge. We just took a part of it last week. So let's turn to 2 Peter 1. We shall read the verses 4 and 5. And then we shall read Isaiah 28:9 also. Second Peter 1, 4 and 5. Let's hear the word of God. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5. And beside this, beside having escaped, you see, the corruption of the world through lust, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge. Amen. We are on knowledge, so we will stop here. And let's turn to Isaiah 28:9. Isaiah 28:9. It's written, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. Holy Spirit, take your word now and bring them to us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. May you be seated. God richly bless you. Yes, so the prophet started with the knowledge. He started now first is faith, then virtue, and then thirdly, you add knowledge. Amen. And knowledge, he said, now that doesn't mean worldly knowledge, because that's foolishness to God. But knowledge to judge. Judge what? Right from wrong. Amen. Then the prophet asked a question. How do you judge the word if you got Christian knowledge? How do you judge it if you got Christian knowledge? How do you judge whether the word is right or wrong? See. He went on to say, if you can lay aside, but if you can lay aside all your creeds and all your unbelief, everything that you claim you have done, then you have knowledge to believe that God cannot lie. Said, let every man's word be a lie and mine be true. You see. So he said, now you are getting knowledge. And that's what? Supreme knowledge. Supreme knowledge. And he said, you don't need to have 4 degrees in some college or something like that to have it. Because all these virtues, as you see them here, all these virtues, amen, are given to you by God to place upon the foundation of your faith, that you might come to the full stature of a real living man of God. Then the prophet himself said, yes, sir. Amen. So the prophet is saying you don't need 4 degrees. To receive the knowledge of God. See, as it is written already in the Bible that he said, ever learning and never able to come to what? To the knowledge of the truth. See? Colleges and seminaries, ever learning and never be able to come to the knowledge of the truth. See? So now let's bring our question from Isaiah, which we read. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Amen. And brethren, Whom shall he teach knowledge? It's not about Isaiah going to teach you knowledge. It's not Isaiah or any college or any seminary. Amen. But God himself, because he said, whom shall he, God, teach knowledge? You see. And he said, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? That's a big problem, doctrine. To make you understand doctrine, that there is one God, that baptism should be made in the name of Jesus Christ. You see? So, God is asking, whom shall he make to understand doctrine? He said, them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Amen. Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Why? Scripture will give us answer again. Why is God saying that? Let's turn to Hebrews 5, 13 and 14. Hebrews 5, 13 and 14. We can get the answer from why God is saying that he could teach knowledge. To teach someone knowledge or make him to understand doctrine if he is weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Why? Hebrews 5, 13 and 14 said, for every man that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Amen. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. And then verse 14, he said, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen. That's what the scripture is saying. And exactly that's what the prophet also is saying. That knowledge is what? To judge. Judge what? Right from wrong. Amen. Scripture. Praise the Lord. Now, again, let us understand the scriptural meaning of who even a babe is before God. Because we got to know who even is a babe. Amen. Let's turn to 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2. 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2. Now listen. He said, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. You see, the scripture is saying here, laying aside. The prophet also said, knowledge, you have to lay aside what? Your creeds. And see, everything is scripture, what the prophet says. Amen. So, laying aside all malice, all guile and hypocrisies and envies, and all evil speakings, he said, newborn babes, listen, newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. My, you see, that means before you turned to the Lord and accepted Christ as your personal savior, you had already laid aside all malice. Amen. You've laid down all guile. You see, that's repent and be baptized. You have laid down all those things. You see, those things you have to lay down, lay aside, before you could even desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. Amen. Those malice will not be in you as a babe. Amen. And that's very true in the natural. That's very, very true in the natural. Look at our little Hezekiah over there. See, naturally, he is a babe. Have he got any malice in him? No. Any guile? Any hypocrisies and envies? That's the natural, a babe. Amen. So in the spiritual also, a babe be in the hand of God, you have what? All these things already, they are not in you. Praise the Lord. See, Hezekiah wouldn't be able to eat strong meat. But all that he needs is what? His milk feeding bottle, see. And then he will grow by gradually until he is weaned and drawn from the breast. Amen. Then he will be ready to grasp the truth and live by it. Amen. See. So, from there now he comes to that full age, the supreme knowledge, to be able to discern, you see, good from evil, to judge right from wrong. See, come to full age, then he could discern between good and evil, right and wrong. That's knowledge, supreme knowledge. That's what the prophet is saying. And look at Moses. That's it. What the Bible says. He said, by faith. See, that faith foundation, very, very important. By faith, Moses, when he was come of years, see, full age. When he was come to full age, he refused to be called what? The son of Pharaoh's daughter. You see? He could discern good from what? Wrong. Good from evil. Right from wrong. That's what the Bible says. By faith, Moses, when he was come of years, see, attaining the full age. And to us, it is what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Coming to full age is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. See? Amen. And so he could know the difference, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. See, discerning both good and evil. Amen. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had the risk. Respect for the recompense of the reward. There is always a reward, my brother, my sister. He said, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invincible. See, that's faith. So that's full age. And we can look at our precious brother, Apostle Paul also. The same thing. He laid aside all his unbelief and all the things he claimed to what? To have attained. You see. He could really look back and said, I'm circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews. See. As touching the law, blameless. All these things he possessed. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, oh, blameless. See? Then what happened? He said, but that what things were gained to me, see, those things which were gained to me, which I possessed, see, I counted loss for Christ. See, yea, doubtless, as verse 8, I didn't give you that scripture. That's in Philippians, Philippians 3. So verse 8, it says, yea, doubtless, and I count all these things but loss. For what? for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, see, whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. You see, laying aside, my brother, that's very, very important, surrendering, laying aside everything. See, I like the verse 9. He said, and so that I'll be found in him, I'll be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Amen. So, brethren, let us come to that place of realization. What it really means, you see, to lay aside all things for the excellency in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lay aside your own self-righteousness. Lay aside the old tattered garment. See. Lay aside the milk, the feeding bottle. See, that's for babes. Amen. And let's move on to perfection. See, let's move on to perfection. That's what the scripture says in Hebrews 6:1. See, let's go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works of faith towards God. See, that's the word of babes, see, who still remain as babes, always laying foundation of repentance from one revival to another. See, it's babes do that. Hezekiah, do not touch that electrical socket, okay? Is that right? He'll be looking at you. The next moment, you see him over there again. You see, that's it. Laying what? You come to church on Sunday and the word really inspires you. You say, ah, Lord, this is my life. I will never go back to it again. I repent, Lord. Forgive me. Oh, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you are back to that same place again, waiting for another Sunday to come. My brother, see, laying foundation of repentance all the time. When will you grow? Amen. Let's come to that full age. Amen. So for supreme knowledge, let us lay aside all things and go on to perfection. You see, the stature of a perfect man. See, to become partakers of his divine nature, which the prophet says, Christ's nature in you. And he said, how can you cheat, steal, lie, backslide, proselyte, everything else with the divine nature of Christ in you? The prophet said, it's impossible. You see, it's impossible. Brethren, you cannot bear other fruits other than his. Because he said, I am the vine, you are what? You are the branches. You see. And the prophet said, and the branch only lives by the life of the vine. Whatever is in the vine comes out through the branch. It produces the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see? Amen. So, every fruit of a branch tells the name of the vine. Oh, yes. If I see mango fruits hanging on a branch, I can know that the tree is what? A mango tree. Amen. So the fruits that we bear, it tells, see, the name of whom is in us. Praise the Lord. So the prophet went on, supreme knowledge, not worldly, because any kind of worldly knowledge reasons. Any kind of worldly knowledge reasons. Yes, sir. You don't reason with faith. Faith has no reasoning. Faith knows where it is at. Faith acts, faith holds on. It can't move. Nothing can move it. Amen. So you see, brethren, faith foundation that we have, the faith foundation will not allow reasoning. Don't allow reasoning. You have a foundation of faith. And the prophet said, faith has no reasoning. So if you have that true foundation of faith, it doesn't give way to what? Any reasoning. When the word of God says this, you say, amen. You believe it. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said, I don't care whoever say this, that, or the other. It doesn't move a bit. It stays right there. Wait. And it doesn't make any difference. Stay right there. Amen. So this is also to us many that we are seeking something from God and we are still waiting. He said, you wait. Wait. You stay right there. And he mentioned about Noah. He said, God told Noah these things were going to happen. He believed it. See, God told Moses these things were going to happen. He believed it. God told the disciples certain things were going to happen. Go up at Pentecost and wait. They stayed right there. Amen. Supreme knowledge. Now the prophet moved on. He said, knowledge, not worldly knowledge, but it is heavenly knowledge. Heavenly knowledge. When God is the fountain of all knowledge, and God is the Word, then you have got heavenly knowledge. You believe the Word, you reason anything by the Word. You see, not by your own mind, you reason everything by the Word. Is it written? Is it written? Yeah. That's it. You reason it by the word. You hear something. Is it written? That's it. Because that's what Jesus was able to overcome Satan. When Satan says, Satan quotes, all right, but the quotes are what? Other way around. Then Jesus had to tell him it is written. This, that. See? Sure, knowledge, not worldly knowledge, but spiritual knowledge. So we have supreme knowledge, heavenly knowledge, when God is all fountain of all knowledge. See? There's no other source, brethren. The only source, our fountain, is Christ. Praise the Lord. And then he said, spiritual knowledge. He said, spiritual knowledge of the word, knowing what God said. He said, knowing what God said and do what God said. That's right. Then if you got that, and can believe all these things, that he is the same. If you believe that he is the same, and all these things the word say is true, and punctuate everyone with amen. See. Then you add that to your faith. That's all right. Amen. Spiritual knowledge is that if somebody tries to tell you that the Bible has lost its power, or there is no such thing as the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he said, don't add that. Don't add it. It won't work. It will fall off like putting clay on a rock. It won't stand, it will crumble. See, this house that we are building, a house not built by hand. Brethren, any other thing, just any small thing added, the whole thing is what? It's out of place. Amen. It got to be the heavenly vision. Amen. He has already provided the materials. So you don't go and look for any other material anymore. Amen. He said, she's got to be mortared. Mortared. It got to be mortared. You know, masons, they make a mortar. Eh? And he said, that should be the Holy Spirit. I mean, stuck together. The mortar that seals it. You see, when you put one brick, you see, faith before, you see, that's the mortar. It has to what? Join together. Amen. And the prophet said, you know, a vulcanized tube. Our time is up. The other time when we come back again, vulcanized tube is different from a patch. Patch with glue. You see, in the old times, today we have what? Tubeless. In the old time, my father had a filling station, so we had this vulcanizing this attached to the filling station. So I know what it is. Next time I'll bring a picture to show, because many have not seen this before. When a tube is inside the, before it wasn't tubeless, but there is a tube inside. Amen. And when you get a puncture, we go to draw out that tube. And there are two ways. One is to use tie plaster with glue and put it there. And then another one is to vulcanize it. Vulcanizing it is you get the same material, that same tube, the type. Amen. The same type. And you put it at the place where it has been punctured, and you place an iron upon it. There is fire on top, and it will melt what? The other tie to be with what? Together with the original. That's vulcanizing. I have the picture there. It's on my this in a. Next time I will show you how it is. Very, very interesting. That one is very strong. Amen. So that's what the prophet is saying, that we go to vulcanize it, not to patch, because a little heat will what? Will blow off that patch. Amen. We go to vulcanize it. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, next week, probably I'm not here. So, anytime that it will be available, we will continue. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. The musicians, please come take your place first. I think Brother Vegas is fixing something. Are you okay? All right, okay. Let's stand and let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Sunday school. And now, Lord, we've come this morning, Lord. We want to worship you. We want to lift up your name. We want to esteem your name. We want to praise you, Lord, for all the things that, Lord, you have done for us, O God. This morning we've come, oh, with joy upon our hearts, Lord, oh, to sing praises and honor and glory to your name, God. And Father, we want to commit the song leader and the musicians, our instruments, everything, Lord, oh, into your hands. As Lord Jesus, we seek for the Holy Spirit to sweep over us, oh God. Oh, the Lord, songs of praise, Lord, will be raised towards your throne, oh God, this morning. And Father, as the main service follows, Lord, we want to commit your servant, Lord, the pastor of the house, Lord, into your hands, that as he is still waiting on you, oh God, Lord, prepare him. As we wait as sanctuary, oh God, to receive your word, oh God, this morning. Father, we commit all into your hands. Sweep over your people now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.